ABC Listen.
Feels good to jump up and down.
I know. Are you excited because I'm excited?
I'm excited because you're excited. Excited. You're excited that I'm excited.
And why are we excited? Because we're back for
Story Salad Quest Mode.
Woo!
I am amped.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's Story Salad Quest Mode. Sorry, we just had to get that out of our system because we're back, you lovely listeners. We're back for Story Salad Quest Mode, or SSQM as they call it on the streets. I don't know if they do. But Story Salad Quest Mode, look, it's fun, it's crazy, it's got a lot of woo! And the reason it's got a lot of woo is because of these rules that we have to go over.
That's right. That's right. Because Story Salad Quest Mode for the quest heads. You're all on top of it. For the
Wait, is that the quest heads?
Yeah, you gotta be the quest heads.
You know how like artists, like pop stars, have their like names for their like fans? Ours are quest heads.
You guys are quest heads.
I love that. Anyway, keep going.
Welcome
I'm just writing this all down for the merch opportunity.
If you're an old hand quest head, you probably know all of this before. But if you're just joining us for the first time, Story Salad Quest Mode is where we make up a completely improvised story in just 4 minutes. But we get something very special, and that is from you, our lovely quest head listeners. We get the story salad starter.
Just a little. So it's like an entree. It's like an entree to the main course, which is the Story Salad Quest Mode. But you lovely listeners are sending us in story starters, which we have to listen to and draw every bit of information we can, and we have to finish the story.
That's right. When we hear this sound, it means we've only got 1 minute left to wrap that story right up.
Yeah. So, without any delay, because I'm feeling a bit peckish, let's get our story salad starter from today's quest head for today's
Story Salad Quest Mode!
Hi, my name is Alan, and I'm 8. There once was a town called Wiggleberry. In the town of Wiggleberry, there was a child called Charlie. He had a book that is magical. One day, an evil crooked king tried to steal the book so he could have it for himself.
And why, do you ask? Well, I am the evil crooked king, and I come from Crookedberry, where everything in my kingdom is crooked. And I don't like that little town of Wiggleberry because everything wiggles.
That's Charlie. Well, here in Wiggleberry, where everything wiggles, we don't like when people steal our magic books.
Well, I'm a crooked king, it's in my name. I gotta do crooked things, otherwise I'm not living up to my reputation.
But maybe the most crooked thing you could do, being from a town in which crooked things are normal, you know, maybe the most crooked thing that you could do is to not do a crooked thing like steal my wiggly magic book.
That sounds like a very crooked explanation of me trying to be good. And look, I really think... Oh, that's my back. It's gone more crooked. Oh, give me 2 seconds.
You're at right angles.
Yeah, I know. Hang on, I've just got to get back to an obtuse. What I was saying was, will you stop wiggling while I'm talking to you, please? Pay attention. No, over here.
Yeah.
No.
No, my eyes are over here.
You made me look too far the other way because you wiggled too. No, I'm just going to. Okay.
I just think you could use a bit of being wiggly, stretching out.
I don't like being wiggly. I've grown up crooked and I'm set in my ways. What's the point of trying to get to know someone and understand them and get to know their way of life and their town when I can just be crooked and grumpy? Sore all the time.
Well, I've always been wiggly, but, you know, people always have trouble talking in Wiggly Town because we're always so wiggly out. We're always moving all the time, and you're so straight and rigid. Maybe we could learn something from each other, you know?
This sounds like exercise, which I'm very against, but I'll give it a go. See, the reason I was stealing your magic book was I thought I could help with my back pain.
Well, it can. It's a magic book by nature, certainly, but it's also just a book of stretches.
You're telling me that this is a book filled with just exercise?
Yeah, how to be more wiggly in your life.
I'll give it a go. Right, what have we got on page 3? Oh, back pain. Excellent.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how about we give that in spell okay, a quick go? So what is it saying? It's
Just let your back relax. I'll reach around here. I'm going to tilt you backwards. Lean into it and take a deep breath and just let it out.
That's quite loosened me up a bit.
Wow.
All right. My neck's feeling a little bit. What's on page 5?
Oh, yeah, that'd be next.
Okay,
loosen that up. Just do some circles.
Okay. 1 minute.
One minute. Okay.
Big wiggly circles.
That's feeling quite good. Did you just say my neck wiggled? Are my shoulders wiggling?
You're all wiggling.
Wait a minute, I'm not crooked anymore.
Yeah.
Am I wiggling?
You're wiggling.
I'm wiggling. Look at me go. Wiggling's quite fun. Well, I don't think I want to be crooked anymore.
Well, that's great. Well, you can come and live in Wigglytown. Or you can go back to Crookedtown and still be wiggly. You can be whoever you want.
You know what? I think I'm going to bring everyone from Crookedtown to Wiggleberry. Wait, I lived in Crookedberry.
You mean Crookedberry?
Crookedberry to Wiggleberry. And we might have a big wiggly, crookedy party.
And so the evil crooked king and Charlie the wiggly person, they both went to Crookedtown, brought everybody together, and they made the happiest, wiggliest, most flexible town in the whole wide world.
Wow. Hey, who needs magic when you've got exercise?
That's right. The real magic was friendship.
As my mother always says, one does not need magic when one has exercise in their life.
That's true.
She says it all the time. She's full of like little wise little tidbits like that. That's good. I feel like evil crooked king was only evil and crooked because he was so sore.
Yeah, he was in pain.
He was probably waking up every morning with his ankle up around his head.
That's right.
Who's going to be in a good mood with that? People in Wiggleberry, they were so loose.
Just letting it out. You know, they all hang out, just stretching.
Woo! And so they were all in a good mood all the time.
It does help. It does help your mood. Exercise, they say.
Another good moral there, communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sharing.
Get to know people. So what did you think, Alan?
Not expected, but still really good.
Ah, good. Oh, well. Job well done, I say, Carla.
Well, we tried.
If you want to communicate with us, you can send in your story salad starter to the ABC Kids Listen website. Get your grown-up to check the website and you can see how to send your story salad starter with us.
Yeah, or maybe you could try your own story salad starter in the car with your friends and family or at home or at school.
Yeah, you can do it anywhere. Like we just did one there.
Hey, do you want to go out and jump on the trampoline for a little bit, Matt?
Yes, and you know what we can do while we're jumping on the trampoline?
Salad quest mode?
We can do a story salad quest mode. Plus, we can also do a bit of this. Woo! We'll be here next time. Woo! Thanks for listening to Story Salad Quest Mode!